My name is Misha Smith, and I'm your guest host for today. My guest today is Mr. Kevin Lee! If Vietnam was a person, how would you describe this person?
Oh, if Vietnam was a person, Vietnam would be this young and hip uncle.
Sorry. Young and hip uncle, okay.
Yeah, who likes to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Who likes to party, but works hard during the day. He's not a bum.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, work hard and play hard. The fun uncle who's single.
The fun uncle who's single. I fucking love it, Jeff. Yeah. So yeah, just on your last answer, it made me think of something. A friend of mine came to visit years ago. This guy, Willis, and he's a bit of an entrepreneur. He started his own fashion brand called Peter Franco Sneakers. And like when we left my apartment every day, like it's all the Seom drivers, this is before Grab.
Yeah.
So all the Seom drivers like sitting on the street at the end waiting for a fare, like the little food vendors with their carts they just pushed around, like banh mi or whatever. And he just remarked to me, he's like, dude, everyone here is working for themselves. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's true. Like, it's not something that I thought of, but he's like, that's amazing. And that's Vietnam for me. Like, that's Saigon. It's just people fucking on the grind, on the hustle, doing it day by day, brick by brick. Like, that's...
Yeah, the hustle in Vietnam, in Saigon, in Hanoi, the big cities, it's real.
Yep. Real knows real. All right.
I am Paul Villanova, and I will be your guest host. My guest today is a professional basketball player, national team captain, business owner, and entrepreneur, Justin Young. If Vietnam was a person, how would you describe them?
It's a good question. I mean, I'd describe a person as cheap.
Cheap?
Cheap and...
Short?
Cheap and a very, very calming and relaxing lifestyle. So you'd be a very cheap but very cool person because everyone here is really, really friendly. Everyone smiles at you no matter who you are or where you come from. And just very friendly people, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, that's good.
My name's Neil McKay and I'm your host. My guest today is a fellow comedian, Matt Tran. All right, Matt, if Vietnam was a person, how would you describe them?
If Vietnam was a person, I would just describe them as a resilient party goer. Oh yeah, because the Vietnamese people know how to party. Even back at home, my family members, at the end of the day, we know how to like drink, we know how to have fun, we know how to listen to music and dance and get shit done. So I think just resilient and fun party people.
My guest today is the CEO at OMG Talent Group, Mike Nguyen. So Mike, if Vietnam was a person, how would you describe them?
A young business person that just launched a startup.
That's all of Vietnam. Yeah, that's very common here right now. So because there's so much opportunity.
There's so much opportunity. Yeah. And there's so many things that, can go right and so many things that can go wrong. And as a startup, you have to really do everything on your own.
My guest today, a sex, love, and relationship coach, Selena Lung. Selena, if Vietnam was a person, how would you describe them?
Traditional, but hot. Yeah, literally hot.
So my guest today is Tham Nguyen. Tham, if Vietnam was a person, how would you describe them?
I think that if I describe Vietnam, let's just say Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon. Let's just say Saigon because it's my hometown and I understand it. We have tons of provinces and different provinces, way so different.
And I do make this mistake because I've only really lived in Vietnam that I classify, I've only lived in Saigon. I make this mistake that I classify all of Vietnam, but I really just mean Saigon because I've got no other real frame of reference and Vietnam is a massively diverse country. So we'll say then, if Saigon was a person, how would you describe them?
It's probably a girl, not so old, around 20-ish age. She would have a lot of potential. She would know how to use that for her strength, but she would not know why yet. That's the stage for Saigon overall. We are a big city. We have all the things we need to grow. but we don't know how to grow yet. We don't know how to embrace ourselves if we ever make mistakes. For example, if you just go out and asking other people if we can sit here or if we can sit there. A lot of young Vietnamese, a lot of young Saigonese are quite shy yet, but talking back 10 years back, not that many people speak the English. So I would say Saigonese, Saigon has a lot of potential. It's getting there.
See, I love this question mostly because I love the answers, because they're nearly every one of them is different in some way and all accurate. So it's beautiful. Yeah, no, that's a great answer. And even in 6 years, I remember getting here 6 years ago and not many people could speak English. And now I'm shocked every time when I walk into a store and I'll try and use my tiny bit of Vietnamese or to get my Translate app out. And then they just speak to me in like almost perfect English. And I'm like, oh, look like an idiot. Now I just talk to them in English.
My guest today is an American. He's from Washington, D.C., who served in the Air Force for 10 years. Marquise Ryan. So if Vietnam was a person, how would you describe them?
All right, so if Vietnam was a person, I would say Vietnam is skinny for no reason because the food is so good.
And they eat so much rice. I mean, how are you so small?
Yeah, and also I would say they're honest. A very honest person. Speaking of someone who's now able to listen and understand a lot of Vietnamese, and which, strange, I thought they'd be talking a lot behind my back, but I realized that they're not, and that was just me being in my own head. So a lot of people on Facebook blogs will say, like, oh man, they're always talking bad about me on the elevator, but I don't understand it, but I kind of understand it. They're really not talking about you. They're just talking about, like, the wheels on the bus go round and round. The only time I ever got talked about.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're like me, you may use your laptop at places where you have to use public Wi-Fi. This opens you up to digital snoopers. It's a massive problem. It can be your internet service provider, or you know who, looking at what you do online, or a cyber criminal trying to steal your bank passwords or credit card info, or even a hacker at the next table trying to steal your sensitive data. These days, it is vital that you keep your data safe. NordVPN keeps all of these snoopers away. It makes your internet activity private, protects you from accessing dangerous websites that are phishing for your data, and lets you enjoy your favorite content securely, even while away from home. And it's easy to use. Even I could use it. I've actually been using NordVPN for years now here in Vietnam, and I'm excited to be an affiliate partner with them. I've used NordVPN to watch Netflix, BBC, Disney Plus with ease, and I also know that my information and data are safe from prying eyes, whoever they may be. Join now and you'll get 68% off and 3 months free when you go to my link, nordvpn.com/SMB. Just again, for those hard of hearing, nordvpn.com/SMB. The link is also in the show notes. I know nobody checks them out, but go check that out and you can get the link from wherever you are listening to this podcast. As an affiliate partner, it also means that I will get a small commission when you sign up, but at no extra cost to you. So not only will you be getting a great deal through 7 Million Bikes, you get a great VPN and you'll be supporting 7 Million Bikes podcast. Stay safe online and enjoy the shows you love. Any questions, just let me know. You know how to get in touch with me. And thanks for listening to this show. Cheers.